Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, October 1st, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I mentioned yesterday that October is the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. The motto is our shared responsibility, pointing out that the internet as a shared medium also needs a shared responsibility to keep it actually working. Now, a lot of the activities that focus around the Cybersecurity Awareness Month are more geared towards home users and such. So take the opportunity for the listeners here off this podcast, who I assume are more network professionals, to point out some of these resources to your friends, like staysafeonline.org. That's the main website for Cybersecurity Awareness Month. They have a bunch of resources. And then, of course, SANS with securingthehuman.com has a number of different webcasts in October that center around security awareness. But with that, let's talk about some of the vulnerabilities we should be concerned about. The first one that I have here is a little bit ironic in terms of being a vulnerability in Trend Micro's Control Manager. This is a security product that you use to manage security in an enterprise. So it's not terribly widely installed. It's something you would see in large enterprises to manage security products. The vulnerability is a SQL injection, which allows you to essentially read the database that's behind this product. And there is actually also a proof of concept out there. The SQL injection is not trivial. It's a blind SQL injection, so you don't see the results directly. You have to do some timing-based attacks. And this is essentially what this Python proof of concept code shows. The vulnerability is accessed via the web-based interface, of course, for this particular product. So first thing, make sure it's not available from the outside, and then look for Trend Micro's patch for this particular vulnerability. And Brian Krebs put together a great blog post, as usual, about the relative security of different web browsers. That's always a very difficult and, of course, a heated topic. What Brian does is he goes beyond just looking at number of vulnerabilities, but one thing he particularly looks, and of course in sight of the recent In Explorer issue, how long for the last 12 months were different browsers actually exposed to vulnerabilities that were publicly exploited. And this is where In Explorer really has a problem. Microsoft sometimes just takes too long fixing these vulnerabilities after they are actually finding out that these vulnerabilities are being exploited out in the wild, even if this is just in some more targeted attacks. And while we're talking about more targeted attacks, today an attack made the news against the White House Military Office. The White House Military Office is essentially in charge of the White House's communication, including authentication for nuclear strike commands. So essentially the codes that are being transmitted to authenticate any strike like that. Also, other issues that are handled by this office are, for example, travel plans of the president. So far, the attack doesn't look like it was successful, but it did manage to actually get to one PC within that office, and it appears that one employee in that office did click and start some malicious code that was attached to an email. So it was your typical spear phishing attack, where a very targeted email was sent to that employee to trick them into clicking on it. There is some suggestion that the attack is, of course, linked to China. However, at this point, it only looks like the evidence that is presented is that the attack originated from a Chinese network. But certainly at this point, these targeted attacks are all about spear phishing, so all about getting the victim to click and execute an attachment. And of course, that is exactly what Brian kind of is talking about in his blog post. And then for the end, I have some mobile malware. Now, in this case, it's just sort of a proof of concept piece of malware that was created by the Naval Surface Warfare Center and Indiana University. The two collaborated to look into what can be done with cameras in mobile devices. And in this case, they were able to create some malware that they call Blaze Raider that will take pictures using the mobile device, but then also create a 3D model of, for example, the room that the person is working in, which is sort of a little bit novel and interesting. One of the things they point out is that the way this proof of concept malware works is that it claims to be a normal photo application, so the user isn't really all that concerned about giving the application permission to take pictures and to use storage and to connect to networks. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.